Unbelievable, Ashton. Unbelievable. I mean, I took on the job 4 years. That was my aim, is to win a shown Premier League title for Greencastle, because I knew I had the players. It was a matter of bringing them boys all together, because we have a talented bunch of boys out here in Greencastle, and by God, they've done it this year. Their work ethic and everything, and on the pitch and after the pitch, has just been unreal. And these boys deserve some credit. Proud of every one of them.
It's a very competitive Premier Division, but you have done it in emphatic fashion. Now, you've still got 2 games to go, but to go 14 games with 14 wins and the season's not done, very, very impressive, Pat.
Yeah, the boys have been just excellent. It's unbelievable. The boys have played some brilliant stuff this year. Like, 14 out of 14, unreal. And, like, can these boys go on now in the last 2 games? Yeah, they can. You know, going by the group chat this morning, them boys are up for it. You know, some even out doing personal sessions this morning. They're just, their credit to themselves, actually, and their dedication this year has just been unreal. And, like, as I said before, I can't speak highly enough of these boys. They're just a credit to themselves. And I'm really, really proud, proud man. This morning, my phone's going all night. Didn't get a wink of sleep. So it's just, it's crazy the amount of well wishes we're getting. Like, and I'm so delighted for these boys. And Kevin, the joint manager, with myself, too, the work he's putting on. It's unbelievable. And these boys just, they're a credit to themselves and their families. I'll tell you what, they're a great bunch of boys.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't mind losing that semi-final last night in the Knock Gala to Bunnagee, knowing that you had won the Premier Division title. But what a couple of days it's been for the club. The one in the cup last weekend and then following that with the league crowd.
Yeah, actually, you know, the boys put on a great display in Bunnagee last night. I think Bunnagee was certainly dominated the game in a lot of patches. But just, you know, the boys' legs were tired. It's, you know, it's, you know, to play a match on Tuesday night, you know, after, especially after a hard game against Lingard and Sunday again, practicing, you know, it's tough on them. Like, and you know, but they give it all last night. These boys do not want to lose. Like, it's, you know, it's, when they heard they'd won the league at half time, of course, it was a different story. There's some jubilation in the change rooms, but like, these boys were disappointed to get beat last night. That's just what some of them, they hate getting beat, and that's what makes them boys stand out from everybody else. And you know, but listen, we move on now. Like, you know, we have boys, these boys have a chance to win a fourth trophy. We played Lingard next Tuesday night in the Credit Union out in Chapel Lane, the quarter final, and we played Carndon on Sunday, of course. And like, we hope to have a big party down in Greencastle on Sunday. You know, so it's, we get the plans in motion for that now, so we do.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable feeling now. I'm sure I meet a lot of people today. Like, it's class for the whole area, Greencastle too. And for the young people now coming up, these underage, now the under-16s, under-14s, and they have to emulate these boys now. Like, and like some Michael Barr, James, all of the local boys here we've brought, you know, it's unbelievable. Michael Barr, James Henry, Matty Henry, and Mark Henry, Nigel, all them boys, it's brilliant. Hey?
Well, listen, Pat, well done and congratulations. It's been a huge year so far. There's still more to come, but league titles don't come around that very often, so you guys have to savour it as you do. Well done.
It's unbelievable, Ashton. I'm delighted for the boys. I'm just so proud of them all. And, oh, God, it's just, it's a great feeling.